Okay, we are up to Simon Tov Chof Beis Seder Hatzfila VaHalal B'Rosh Chodesh Uvo Zayin Seifim. The order, the Yalev Yavo. Many interesting halachas about forgetting Yalev Yavo. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Aleph. It's on page Resh Pei Gimel. Arvis Resh Pei Gimel comes after page 564. Arvis Shachris Umincha Mispadel Yidches Brachos. We daven Shmon Esrei, and we know that there's no such thing really as 18 brachas to really 19 brachas. Okay, but we call it Shmon Esrei. The Omer Yale V'Yava, and we say Yale V'Yava Biritzei in the Birchas Ritzei. Before we say the Sechazena, we insert Yale V'Yava Imlo Amaro the Arvis. Let's say you forget to say Yale V'Yava. So what is the halacha? So if you forget to say that night by Ma'ariv, you don't repeat the Shmon Esrei. And in fact, once you say Baruch Ato Hashem, Machazir Shukhin Asol Litzion, once you say you get past Hashem's name, you don't go back. You're okay. Just continue saying the Shmon Esrei, and you don't do anything further. That's only true at night. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. Ein Machzirin Oso, period. But now, in the parenthesis, it says, Now, exactly one point in time do you not return to Ritzei to insert the Yalav Yavo? That was Ayin El Simin Reish Tzadi Dalid Sif Dalid Vehei. Okay, that's separate halachas of Tefillah. Basically, once you get to Hashem's name, as I mentioned, you no longer repeat the Shmon Esrei. Now, let's see right away the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Oimer Yalav Yavo. Okay, this is an important halacha. You're allowed to make an announcement after the Shatz finishes Kaddish, it's Ma'ariv, and the Shatz finishes Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen. He finishes off of the bracha, and then the Shatz says Chatzi Kaddish. After Chatzi Kaddish, the Gabbai gives a clap, and he says, doesn't just give a clap, there's nothing wrong with the Gabbai saying Yale v'yavo. Of the machriz hashlech tzibur bein kaddish l'tfila shuhu rosh chodesh v'loy choshev hefsek kevan shut tzarech tfila, it's not considered a hefsek by Ma'ariv. Okay, let's see over here on the side number one, number two, on the right side. You have to turn to page back in the back of the sefer, page 45. Turn to the back of the sefer, page 45.
Yeah, keep going to page.
In the very, very back, in the very, very back of the book, on page 45. You look on the bottom, Simin Tov Chof Beis. It's on the left side. The left side, page 45, number one. Okay, remember Tov Chof Beis, and you say Yalav Yavo. The Imam Espalul Arvis Mebod Yom. Let's say a person having to say here to Shai. Let's say he's davening Ma'ariv early. Let's say it's Friday. Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, and it's in the summer, and you're davening an early Ma'ariv, davening early. That you also doesn't make any difference. You always say Yalav Yavo when you daven Ma'ariv, even if it's not yet Laila. Ma'ariv, since this Ma'ariv is shaykh to the night, you recite Yalav Yavo. Let's say it's the other way around. Let's say you're davening Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos early. Okay, you can do that. You don't really see people doing that. But technically speaking, if you want, you can daven Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos early after Mincha. You daven, can you imagine, you go to Shul, you daven Mincha, Ato Echad, and then you daven Ma'ariv. And then you go home, and you wait for Shabbos to end. You can't do Malacha, but technically speaking, there's nothing wrong with davening Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos early before the sun sets. The same way you can daven Ma'ariv early the whole week round, you can really daven Ma'ariv early Mitzvah Shabbos, technically speaking.
It's another instance if you're making a suda on your shoulders,
yeah,
before the end, and then you finish after.
So you follow the beginning of the suda, right? Okay, those are other, right. You generally follow when you start the suda. So here it's Shoyim Yalav Yavam Mispal Arvus Mitzvah Shabbos Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Mabod Yom Mashmul Kamon Shet Ein Tzarich Loimar Yal of Yavo, Kevon Shekvar Osochol. Same idea. If you are davening Ma'ariv early, Mitzvah Shabbos, and Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, but Sunday is not Rosh Chodesh, you do not recite Yal of Yavo in your Ma'ariv. You always follow, the tefillah is always associated with the day that the tefillah belongs to, even though you're davening it in the wrong time. You're permitted to daven in the wrong time. So since this Ma'ariv is shayach to Sunday, and Sunday is not Rosh Chodesh, you do not say Yalev Yavo. Number two, now, what about making the announcement? So we said that it's Letzorech Tefillah, and the Gavai should call out Yalev Yavo in between Kaddish and the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. V'yaf l'hachvis b'chanek l'porim al anisim kosav l'el shemuter v'ein nechshav l'hefsik. Chanek l'porim, likewise, the Gavai can call out after Kaddish by Ma'ariv Yal al hanisim, and it's not a hefsek. It's tzorech tefillah. Yavu b'shem shem shachach loymar in tzorech lach. So even though the same rules apply, if you forget to say al hanisim, you never have to repeat. Doesn't matter, since this is letzorech tefillah, it's mutter for the gabbai to make the announcement. Next, ulagbia. What?
Only the gabbai.
Now here he goes to what someone mentioned yesterday. Ulagbia koyloi b'emsa tefillah salach shkemagil yalav yavu k'day lehaskel letzibul loymo. You're davening Shemoneh Esrei, your private Shemoneh Esrei, and you're from the fastest guns in the West. And you get there, I always wonder, start davening Shemoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden the guy is calling out, Yalav Yavo. How in the world did you get to Yalav Yavo so quickly? Either you started early, you got a head start, or you are the fastest gun in the West. Jesse Jackson, just can, whoo, fast. So what is the law? So, Hoira HaChazonish Shelo Ya'ase Kain. Okay, so it's Kedai to come today just for this. Okay, it was Kedai to come for this, to turn to the back of this volume of Dirshu on page 45, where he brings on the Chazonish that you should not do so. It's not proper. Mishum She'ein Zederech Eretz L'Tfila. It's no halacha. Doesn't say it's a Shulchan Aruch. You're not going to find this in the Rambam, in the Rebbe Kiva Eger, in the Mogen Avraham, in the Taz, in the Ketzois. He says, it's not Derech Eretz Tefillah. When you're davening to Hashem, it's not Derech Eretz. Okay, it's just poshut. It's not the right thing to do. She'ein Derech Eretz is v'hoysef ha'goyin of Chaim Kinevsky. Okay, she'll be called Mokam, ha'minig l'hokal v'zeh. The minig is to be lenient. People do it. Even the Chazanish says don't do it, it's not right, but the meaning is to be lenient. The Gam HaChazanish Lo Amar Shadover Osir. He never said that it's Osir. Elo She'ein Lo Derech Eretz V'chein Hora Goyim Rabbi Yosef Sholem Al Yashiv Shemutu Lag Biyakolo. He holds Mamash Mutar. There's nothing wrong. Kevin Shulut Tzach Tzfilom Iduch Adas HaGoyim Rabbi Shalom Zalman Arbach Shelo Yasek. And he's Mamash quoting the Gedoli Hador of this generation. What? The minhag ha'olam, whatever the minhag is, she'lo yasekein echad me'amaspam b'nei she'adavar mevuze. He has much stronger terms than the chazoinish. The chazoinish says that it's not derech eretz, and Rav Yashiv says, and Rav Arbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says that it's mevuze. It's disgusting. El davka hashatz or yashamosh yasekein. Only one that should do so is either the shatz or the gabai before you begin Shemoneh Esrei. You make that announcement. Okay, so it's very interesting to remember this. Yeah, people calling out Yalav Yavo, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Mamash the Gadol Hador says it's mutter. The minhag is to be lenient, and it's mutter. Chazanish says it's not derech eretz. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says it's mevuze. It's disgusting. It's a very strong term to refer to. So, like we always say, there's always another opinion. Yeah. There's always another opinion. Halacha. It's always. Okay, let's go further. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, back to the okay, then there's a Shaar HaTzion. Okay, I didn't even notice this. Shaar HaTzion number 3. There's a Shaar HaTzion here. Let me just find this. Let's just go back to what it says. Where is the Shaar HaTzion coming from? Aleph. No. 1 second. That's the right.
If I'm fine. Okay,
let's go back. Let's just turn back very quickly. To it was Kedai to learn a little bit. No, we didn't do so much Shaar HaTzion. There's a lot of hidden gems in the Shaar HaTzion. Go back to Resh Pei Gimel on Tav Chav Beis. Right, so Tav Chav
on page.
On page Resh Pei Gimel. Go back to the beginning to where you came from. A Torah we. Right here, right there.
Okay.
So here in the Mishnah Brura, it said that you should make this announcement between the Gabbai makes the announcement between the bracha after he finishes Kaddish and when the tzibur begins to recite the Shemona Esrei. So it says here there's an Oitz Aleph that the tzibur that the machris hashliach tzibur. By the way, another thing, very important thing I didn't focus on. The one that makes the announcement in the Mishnah Berurah is the Shliach Tzibur, not the Gabbai. Okay, that's a very thing we just passed over without even paying attention. The one who is davening Ma'ariv, it's his duty. His duty, the Baal Tzvila. The Baal Tzvila to make the announcement, Yalav Yavo, doesn't say the Gabbai. Ben Kash Tzvila. Now there's an Ois Aleph, and that Aleph takes that to Shar Tzion, and make sure you go to the second Aleph, Vedavka Ben Kadesh Tzvila, Avul Kshu'ime Bebirchas Kriyashma, Ben Aprokim Osul Havzik Mirosham. The only time you're allowed to be Mavzik is between the Kadesh and Tzvila. You should not be Mavzik anywhere in between, during all the Brachos. During the Brachos, after you finish Shema, Hashem Elokeichem Memes, and before you said Ve'emuno, or after you finish Hashkivenu, that's not the time to be Modiyah the Olam, that don't forget to say Yalev V'yavo. You be Modiyah the Olam, say Yalev V'yavo after you finish Kaddish, before you begin the Shemona Esrei, Kimuvar Hashem. Now, if you turn to the Dish, the Dish over here says, V'davka B'tfilas Arvis, Avo B'tfilas Shachris, Kosav Lel She'osur Lahachris, very important halacha. Shachris, you're not allowed to be mamas between Goal Yisrael and Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Why not? Kevon Shasmichas Gula Litila Betila Shachris Chamura Yoiser Mitfilas Arvis. There's no real. This is something very, very, very. His words are very careful. There is Yisoymech Gula Litfila, both by Shachris and by Ma'ariv. Even though there's a Kaddish. But it's not the same. The darga being samech ulu tefillah by ma'ariv is not the same severity as it is by shachris. The haraya, we have baruch Hashem li olam amen amen, which is a bracha for the latecomers, and we have hashkivenu, which is not part. It's not that after you finish goal yisrael, we have another bracha hashkivenu. So we do other things which are. We have other divisions before the Shemona Esrei. Mimela, once we lean with regard to Hashkivenu and Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Mimela we could lean also with regard to giving a clap for Yalavia. But Shachris, there is no Kaddish and there's no other bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, Hashem Sifosai Tiftach. It's Moshe Mochamer. Mimela, you're not allowed to say the words Yalaviyavo, and the best you can do is just give a clap. Okay, so this is a very important halacha. Fine. Now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Ois, Mishnah Berurah Beis. Back on page Resh Pe Gimel. Back on page Resh Beis, it says Uveize Ayin Lel B'Sim Resh Lidal. That if you make a mistake by Ma'ariv, you don't say Al V'Yav. You go back. What are the rules? V'Sham Vor Dibshu Hischa Lema V'Sechazen V'Hischa Baruch Ato Hashem Afil Lo Yisim Hamachazir. Once you say Hashem's name. Once you say Hashem's name, that's it. It's too late. You don't go back and repeat the Shemona Esrei. Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei, and that's the key word. Nami Eino Chayzer. Dal, number four. Let's turn to the back, number four of the Hayisif. We turn back to page 45. Sham Shekevan Sheinat Sarf Lachsar. I'm jumping back now to page 45. Page 45 in the very, very back. The back. 45 in the back. You're not allowed to. Don't make a mistake and think, oh, it's Ma'ariv. I forgot to say Ya'al of Yavo, and I said Hashem. Oh no, what did I do? I blew it. But you know what? I'm a tzaddik. I'm gonna go back anyway. It's awesome. It's not a pshat. People can make this mistake. Think, oh, you don't have to go back. But if I want to go back, you can go back. No, you're not allowed to go back. V'imniskar sheshochach yalav yavo liach Hashemar Hashem. After he said Hashem's name, v'choshav shadin hu shetzoch lachzor ulechein siim lamdeni chukecho. Because of the Chaim Kanievsky, sheyoyim ar achshav yalav yavo. Okay, some people, they have on their tongue the words lamdeni chukecho, a loose gun. So a person says, "B'sechazeno." And this is a theoretical case. B'sechazeno, neini b'shivuch l'tziyom rachamim baruch atah Hashem. Oh no, what did I do? And then you say, "Lamdeni chukecha." You're not supposed to do that. But if you did do it, if you did do it, it's not called a hefsek, and then you can't say yale v'yava. But you should not do it. Once you say baruch atah Hashem, you finished. Just say hamachazir shchinaso l'tziyon modim, and that's it. Tomorrow is another day, and go weiter. Okay, back to the Mishnah Berurah. Belaila. Back to the Mishnah page. Reish Pei Gimel. Reish Pei Gimel. Back. Go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Going further in the Mechaber. Okay, and the third line of the Mechaber. So the person does not repeat Shmon Esh if he forgets to say Yal V'yavo Bein Shabur Shchodesh Yom Echad Bein Shem Shnei Yomim. It doesn't make a difference if Shchodesh is 2 days or 1 day. B'nei She'ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh Ba. This is a discussion in the Gemara, and you should know the Mechaber is taking sides. There are opinions in the Gemara and the Rishonim that the only time you do not repeat Shmon Esh for at night is only the first day of Rosh Chodesh. But the second day of Rosh Chodesh, there's an opinion in the Gemara, and the Rishonim, that you do repeat the Shmon Esh if Yal V'yavo. He disagrees. It makes no difference whether there are 2 days, if it's 1 day, and you forget to say Yal V'yavo at night, even though the second day is certainly Rosh Chodesh. You don't. But one thing, the first night of Rosh Chodesh, okay, so it's not really Rosh Chodesh. It's really the last day of the previous month. But the second night of Rosh Chodesh, there was truly Mamish Rosh Chodesh. So maybe if you forget to say Yal V'yavo at Marv, you should be required to repeat the Shmon Esh. No, you do not even the second night. And then what's the reason? Because Beis Din does not sanctify the new month at night. It's a Maisa Beis Din, and the Maisa Beis Din must take place by day. The Nela, it doesn't make a difference. You don't repeat the Shmon Esrei. Avalo, avalim lo yomer shachris min mechaber. Let's go back to the mechaber. No gedul mishumus. But if you don't say yal v'yomer by shachris mincha machazirin, also you must repeat the Shmon Esrei. And therefore, as long as you do not say yul rotzon the Shmon Esrei, you go back to Ritzei. V'miska koydim shehisk. If you remember, before you shehiskel moedim. Before you say modim, if you say v'secha zene, even let's say the v'secha zene, neinim shuvul tziyon rach baruch ato Hashem machazir shchina sol etzion, even though you did conclude the bracha, you don't go back to it. Say you say it right then and there. Oymer b'mokom sheniska. We'll see the Mishnah in more detail in one moment. V'yim loy niskar ad achash hischel modim. You already said one word modim, then you're already in trouble. In this guy kodem shehishlam tefilaso choizel etzay. If you said the word moedim, go back to Ritzei. You have to repeat the entire Ritzei. Hashem lo kevam chesh lo vislosam. And then before Vesech, Zen insert Yalav Yava. Vim lo nizgat shishlam tefilosa. But let's say you already said Yehiyu l'ratz, and you already finished one Esrei. It's too late. Choizel l'roish. You go back to Hashem sefasai tiftach verbiyitz. There are three madregas. You forgot to say Yalav Yava. If you got to say Yalav Yava, and you already said Baruch before you said the word Hashem. Well, I say even if you, I'm sorry, if you forgot to say Yale V'yavo at any point after you, let's just say the simple case, after you say Baruch Ato Hashem, so I guess then you already say Machazir Shechino Solit Zion, and now you say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. As long as you did not say the word Modim, you can insert Yale V'yavo at that point in time. Once you already say the word modim, you have to go back and repeat the bracha of Ritzei and say Yalav Yavu in the right location. If you finish the Shmon Esrei entirely, you have to go back to the very, very beginning. The Im, okay, let's, what? The Alkum, you have to go back to Ritzei, because that's already called modim. Now let's go back and see the Mishnah Berurah before we go further. Let's go back and see some of the Mishnah Berurah so we don't get to forget what we learned. Let's go back to back Dal, page Resh, page Gimel, Dal, Ois, Sif, Kot, and Dalid, Machazirin, Oso. If you forget the page Resh, page Gimel, Sif, Kot, and Dalid in the Mishnah Berurah. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavu and Shachris and Mincha, you must repeat the Shmon Esrei. Now, here he's going to tell us incredible Chidushin. Okay, this. If you never learn these halachas, you're going to be shocked what it says now. Kosav haknesis, and don't get it. You have to see, finish all the way to the very end. Kosav haknesis hagdolah. V'davka b'shniska koydim sheyispalu musaf. It's shachris, and you've got to say yal v'yavo. So it's the middle of laning or middle of hollow. Oh no, what did I do? I forgot to say yal v'yavo. So then you go back and say the Shmon Esrei again. But what happens if Aval imla nizgat shespalul musaf? You already davened musaf. you're already in the middle of Musaf, or you fit, let's say for the sake of simplicity, you already finished Musaf. Okay, if you're in the middle of Musaf, it gets more complicated, we'll see in a few moments. But let's say you already finished Musaf, and you're on the way to the train, and now you realize, wait a minute, did I say Ya'alav Yavo today at Shachas? I didn't. So does that mean now I'm going to miss the train, I have to go back into Shul, and daven and say over the Shmon Esrei for Shachas again? No. Avlim lo niskar shespal Musaf yotza bidyeved. Since you daven Musaf, Musaf covers you. The ain it's sorich, and you don't have to lachsev l'spal shachas. Forgets in his private Shemona Esrei, he doesn't need to repeat the Shemona because he's going to make it up in the second Shemona Esrei. When he does the Chazor Sashatz, that covers him for his private obligation. So the Morgan Avram paskins like this, that if you don't remember until after you already daven Musaf, it's okay. You don't need to repeat the Shachris again. However, Suffolk, you don't. Any Suffolk, you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei. That's to be brought down soon as well. Ava, b'shiyurei v'rocha b'shem harashba, there's always another opinion, right? B'shem harashba, kosav, no d'biyachid l'oilam chayzer. Don't compare this to the case of Shlech Tzibi that forgets to say something important in the private Shemona Esrei. He does not need to repeat it because he'll make it up when he does the Chazar Sashatz for the Tzibi. You can't compare that to a private individual who davened Shachris and Musaf. If he makes a major mistake during Shachris, he's in trouble. He has to repeat that Shemona Esrei, even if he already davened Musaf. There is one place to be lenient. You should, at least in your mind, he's getting into really fine nitty gritty details, you should repeat it, read it. So two different opinions. You should say, if I'm not mechuyev, because according to the first opinion, according to the Magen Avraham, I'm not mechuyev. So when I'm mispal my second Shemona Esrei, it should be a gift. It should not be my obligation. So it should not be considered bracha levatala. Here's a new dilemma, a new shaila. I'm on page 566. Five in the Mishnah Berurah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines down. Page 566. Seven lines down in the Mishnah Berurah. Avochin mishoyim mispal gimel shanshal al das mispal Musaf. Here's a new dilemma. Interesting shaila. You're davening Musaf. Took off your tefillin, you're davening Musaf, and now you're mill of Bracha Mechayim Eisel, Bracha Ata Kadosh. And now, Ata Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh, Kadosh, Mechol Yom Yehalucha Sela. Wait a minute. Did I say Ya'alav Yavo during Shachris? I did not. I forgot. I definitely forgot. So now you want to convert this Tefillah, which you started out as a Musaf, you want, I'll just go right to Atachon, instead of saying Rosh Chodesh and Masata, I'll convert this into my Musaf. That everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that if you did two things, if you did not, if it's before you begin Musaf, you gotta daven Shachris again. No question. Bigger Chiddush, if you're in the middle of Musaf, the first three brachas, and you did not yet say Rosh Chodesh and Liam Chanasata, make this Musaf into your Shachris. Halacha l'mayis. So let's say you already daven Musaf, and now you have a Safek to Yistav, say Ya'al Yavo and Shachris. Chiluk Adeus. There are two opinions. The Mishnah Berurah is nothing machriya. There's the Shita of the Magen Avram. You're okay. You nothing more to do. Just go further. Live out your day. And then the Shita of the Rashba. No. You should repeat Shachris after. You know, the order is not ma'akev. So you daven Musaf first. So good. So now, daven over the Shachris Shemona Esrei. Say Ya'al V'Yavo. And if you do want to take that approach, that's where your heart takes you. You should have kavanah at least that just in case tamuchiv it should be a tefillas nedava. Okay, now we're up to hey. Oy mevokim shniskar. Now let's say a person before he begins modem. I did not yet say the word. You finish off the bracha of secha zeno and enim shivuch l'tzion berachamim baruch ato Hashem hamachazir shechino sol l'tzion wait a minute, I didn't say, so Oymer b'makom shemiskavi acher kach Yoymar moedim. Then you say, so say Yalv Yavo, and then say moedim. V'haynu afilu kvar Amar v'si berachas v'sar. Even if you've completed the bracha v'sar zenda, the imlo si moed hamachas zero rak Amar berachatu Hashem. Oh, but what happened? Now here's a complicated case. Let's say you said v'sechas zenim shuvul si amrachim berachatu Hashem. So what do you do? Kosavnu la'el b'simin kuf yudal b'sivav b'ver halacha. So the solution, the nochon yoser l'sayim lamdeni chukecha. Now then, don't confuse this with what we just said by Myrif. Okay, this you it's fresh in our memories that you should not do this, because when we said that you should never say lamdeni chukecha, don't have a loose tongue, don't have your finger loose on the trigger and say lamdeni chukecha. That's by shachris you should say lamdeni chukecha. By Myrif, if you forget to say Yalev Yavo and you say Baruch Ato Hashem, don't say Lamdeni Chukecha. Don't make that mistake by Myrif. Just say Hamachazir Shechino Sol Tzion and then go to sleep and you're okay, you're finished. But by Shachris, if you say Baruch Ato Hashem, so if you go to this case, if you finish off Hamachazir Shechino Sol Tzion, nu, so now you say Tzion, very good, and now say Elokeinu Elokei Avos and Yalav Yavo, and when you finish Yalav Yavo, you continue Moedim Anachnu Lach. But if you remember when you said Baruch Ata Hashem and did not say those next three words, Hamachazir Shechino Sol Tzion, it's ideal to say the words Lamdeni Chukecha, Pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, Kedei Shelo Yeh Azkaras Hashem Levatolo, V'yoymer Yalev Yavo, V'achar Kach Yomer Oid HaPam, V'sechazeno Einenu B'shuv Chol Tzion B'rachamim. Okay, so these are very important halachas. By day, by shachris, by day, or by mincha, if you say any until you get to the word Baruch Ato Hashem, right away stop where you are and say Elokeinu Avoseinu, and then say Nochamo Vesechazeno Einenu B'Shuvcho Letzioin Berachamim. If you already said Baruch Ato Hashem and you remember at that point in time, right away say Lamdeni Chukecha Yalev Yavo, and then return to the words Vesechazeno. If you already said Baruch Ato Hashem Achazir Shechinasol Letzion, you say Yalav Yavo right then and there, and then you say Modim. If you said the word Modim, that's it. You're too late. You say right, go back to it. Say Hashem Eloheinu B'Yamcha Yisrael Yalav Yavo, and then continue. Choizel Ritzay Vav. What does it say here in Vav? Let's say you made that big mistake, and you already said. You made that mistake, and you said already, and you said Modim. Then you got to go back to it. Say the Gimel Achronos Chashuva Keechas, because what's he telling you? The Lomnis, because the Bracha of Ritzay and Modim and Sim Shalom is one unit. So if once you mess it up, once you already got to Modim, you already said Modim, and you did not say Yalav Yavo, you have to go back to the previous Bracha. Pretty much you are inserting Yalav Yavo in or anywhere. If you don't remember any point in time in Sim Shalom, you have to go back to Ritzay, because those three brachos is a unit. Ritzay, Modim, Sim Shalom, and when you make a mistake, you have to repair the entire unit. It's not just enough to insert the tefillah where you want. Yeah.
That also means you don't have to go back
further. Right. You don't have to go back before the Shema Kolenu or anywhere before that. Correct. Next, Ad Zayin, Ad Shehishlam. Let's say you don't remember until it's too late. You already said Yehiyu L'Ratzon Imrefi. That's the key words. Hainu Shesiem Birchas Sim Shalom VeOmar Yehiyu L'Ratzon. You have to say those words. If you don't say the words Yehiyu L'Ratzon, Yehiyu L'Ratzon Mechlal Hatfilu D'Chud Elbasim Kav Kaves. If you did not say, if you did not start. If you did not start Yehiyu L'Ratzon, even though you finished the whole bracha, this is very finish. Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavarech Es Amo Yisrael Ba Shalom. I mean, you're done, right? That's it, you're done. But you did not yet start. I think it goes after the starting Yehiyu. You didn't say the word Yehiyu, no problem. Go back to it, say. But once you say the word Yehiyu, it's too late. If I'm not mistaken, it's even the beginning. Once you even say that one word, it's already you're already out, and you got to stay over the entire Shmoneh Esrei. Now let's see some of the dirshus, and then we'll stop. So dirshus start with number 5. So number 5, we're going to have to turn again to the back of the sefer. Sorry to do that to you. Okay.
Back of the
set, page 45, number 5.
45.
Page 45, number. Wait, there is no 5 here.
46.
Okay, you gotta go to page 46. Okay.
45.
46. Go to page 46.
Wait, where are you starting from? On top?
Page 46 on the top. 46 on the top, number 5. V'im amar yalev yavo, ach b'mokim loymar Rosh Chodesh hazeh. This always happens, right? You say, it's Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and you're so used to saying v'im chag ha-sukos hazeh. So what happens? V'ach b'mokim Rosh Chodesh hazeh hisker es echer ha-chagim. So it all depends. If it's Yom Tov, and instead of saying Chag Hamatzos, he said Chag Asukos Hazeh, or vice versa, Chag Hashavuos Hazeh, Acher Lo Yatzo Yidei Chayu Chayva. That's it. You can't go say, oh, I said Yom Viyavo. The eager is to get your holidays straight. Okay? It's know your holidays. Ulcho'oiro huadin kan. If it's Rosh Chodesh, and you said Chag Hasukos Hazeh Lo Yatsa, you got to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. I think it's pretty simple. V'chein Kasav Mekor Chaim, V'chein Mashu Mekamon Shekasav Shem Biyamtiv Lo Hiske Shem Achag Lo Yatsa V'yav Shehiske Shehayom Yamtiv. Even worse. Let's say Biyam Achag Hazeh. It's a very big chiddush. Let's say it's Taka Pesach, and you're having Shmoneh Esrei, and you just don't remember. Is today Pesach or is today Sukkot? You just don't know. So you say, unfortunately, it's not so sad. It could happen. So someone says, "B'yom Chag Hazeh." You say, on this festival. Because the truth is, we do say, "Mekadesh Yisrael." There's a whole this of Hazmanim in Kiddush, right? And to a certain, we're in Kiddush, and there's a whole dilemma. There's a whole debate among the Farsh and the commentators. Is a printing mistake? And where is this? Is this in what?
Why don't
we do
a printing mistake?
Then that's Magdal Shmulal, that's everything. But where do we say the Kadesh Yisrael Hazman? Is that in Kiddush?
Yeah.
And it's Shmoneh Esrei. So there's the Rabbi Reisman. So I remember Rabbi Reisman gave a shiur on this. He has a whole collection of all the printing mistakes. So this is debated that it used to say Mekadesh Yisrael, and every single Chag you're supposed to insert the proper Chag. And what is the proof to this? On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Mekadesh V'yom HaZikaron, Mekadesh V'yom HaKippurim. So when it comes to the Shalosh Hagalim, why in the Shmoneh Esrei do we say Mekadesh Shal V'Hazmanim? Mekadesh Yisrael V'Chag HaPesach. Mekadesh Yisrael. No, it's not printed in the Siddur.
Right.
So there are those who want to say that it's a printing mistake. Mm-hmm. That the ancient time in a machzor, so you're not going to go print three different versions for Pesach, say Chag, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Chag HaPesach, the Chag HaShavuos, the Chag HaSukkos. So the printer just said
Sukkos, it doesn't say.
Right, because so the printer just said in parentheses Zmanim. And that was an instruction to the reader, to the prayer, the petitioner, you shall customize the conclusion of the blessing to the festival that you are commemorating. What?
The problem is on Shmini Atzeres.
So that's also Zmanim. V'yom Chag, V'yom Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom Chag HaShmini Atzeres Hazeh. When it said Zmanim, it was not part of the text of the Shmoneh Esrei of the Kiddush. It was an instruction to the petitioner, insert here the festival, the Zman. What happened? People, the next generation of printers didn't get it. They thought that this is the text. So they said, V'Kadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and that somehow was perpetuated, and that became our standard Nusach B'Zman Hazeh. But it's a mistake. And the proof is, look at the Machzor for Pesach, for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And we have exactly the same Nusach, and there was a V'Kadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikar, V'Kadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. So this is an approach. Some people are very hold by this, that it's a mistake. No, that's the way it is. Not everything in life is perfect. This is the way it is. It's not ma'akev. And that's a very big chiddush. I mean, it's not a chiddush because it's not ma'akev in this particular instance, because in the Shemoneh Esrei you do actually make mention, in the Shemoneh Esrei in two places, in that bracha, so being that you do explicitly mention the name of the chag somewhere in the bracha, it's not ma'akev that the chatzima doesn't explicitly say the exact festival, but ideally it should. Here he's telling us, when it comes to Yalav Yavo, since you only got one shot, there's only one mention in Yalav Yavo, only time, so if you're going to make the mistake, you're going to say just Zamanim, like the printer, like it will be a printer mistake, that you don't know is that today Pesach is today Sukkah, so you say Yalav Yavo B'yom HaChag Hazeh Lo Yatzah, because you did not even mention it once. And so I want to point out that there are Talmidei Chacham that strongly disagree with this, that it's not a printer's mistake. They hold that there's a fundamental difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you say B'yom HaZikaron HaZeh V'yom HaKippurim, but for the Shalosh Hagolim it's a set, and it was Zmanim. That's the way it was meant to be. I think Rav David Cohen. Rav David Cohen, he has a piece in Masas Kappa in the Svarim. He holds it's not, if not mistaken, that he holds it's not a printer's mistake. But this is something which you hear commonly when you see the Rabbanan. It arises a beautiful shiurim on a large collection of real mistakes that crept into the Siddur, and somehow that became part of our Nusach. Are they mistakes? Although you gave the example of Magul Migdal, that's debated. Is it a mistake? Is it not a mistake? Shmuel Aleph, it said over there, the question was, okay, this also one of the things which is debated, but here but one thing we're making clear over here in this point, in the number 5, if you don't say on Yalav Yavo the specific Chag Lo Yatza, and if you don't say that it's Rosh Chodesh Lo Yatza. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll take a break.